Bro, if you go to New Hampshire door to door, you're in your
you'll
goddamn
die.
Fucking yeah.
You'll
there ain't
die.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
Texas, the yeah. South, dude. There's no way.
Sir, we've come to relieve you of your shh. Back the fuck up.
Yeah, dude.
3 seconds. 3, 2. It's like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm gonna say like a gator of some sort. Crocodile or an alligator? It's a question.
So I think, yeah, damn.
That's whatever tough. One I can put in a moat and fucking fuck people up. That
yeah,
one.
That around one. Your house.
And number three.
Imagine that, dude. You had a moat with a live gator that protected you.
It's dope, dude.
Like a robber just tries
and a fucking hammerhead shark. And so I'm going to have the shark and the alligator in the moat, right? I'm going to have one of those fucking birds that go.
It's brutal.
Welcome back, brutal fucking you. I'm brutal. So, the cabin's out.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer's The Cabin, new documentary / show on Netflix. What are your initial thoughts? We both have watched the entire thing, basically. Yeah, as much as we could get through.
I thought it was a force. It was funny. First three episodes were pretty funny. But, like, I feel like through most of it, it was, like, very forceful. Like, they were trying to make it, like, oh, I'm actually going away. But they were, like, pushing it way too much as, like...
Yeah.
Like, him FaceTiming his wife.
Okay, so that's one of the things I wanted
and
to touch
like,
on,
bro,
too.
Like, just make... I don't know. It's like they were trying to act a documentary out that wasn't real, but it was. But
yeah.
Wasn't. I don't know.
He kept making it seem like it was, like, a real show when it clearly wasn't. Like, he wasn't trying to go away to... detox or
yeah.
cleanse his body or anything. He was doing this for the show, so like,
and like
they should have yeah. left it at that. Like, if you're gonna do something where you're like your wife is involved and you're gonna try to get them on like special episodes, you gotta have like a season, like a 20 episode season.
Yeah, it's only 5 episodes. I feel like they should have released an episode a week then if it's only fucking 5 episodes.
Yeah,
at like what, 25 minutes each?
Yeah,
they weren't even long.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, a lot of it, what I think, honestly, is Bert isn't the idea guy, and it felt like this was all his idea. I think Bert should just stick to the...
But this could open up something huge for, like...
It could, especially if it gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Which it should.
Yeah, it was a good.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, like, I looked at it as a completely different way, what it was gonna be.
It was great starting the third episode or second episode with... Caitlyn Jenner and Nikki Glaser seeing Bert's asshole. I thought that was amazing. That was great. Starting off with Tom Segura chainsawing a turkey. Also
yeah,
great.
Like that episode was good.
Also great. I thought Tom was going to be in all of it.
Yeah.
Like he really tried to...
Santino wasn't in it, dude. I feel like right. he would be perfect for that.
If him and Bobby were on an episode together, it would have
oh
been like,
God,
you know?
That must have been shot a while ago, though. Bobby looked wicked different.
They said January. They said it was January in the fourth or fifth episode that they were in January. So it must have been January of 2020. What I would think, at least.
Yeah, probably all pre-COVID.
Yeah. They didn't mention anything about COVID the whole time. No one was masked, so.
Yeah, Bobby Lee actually went out.
So. Yeah. So it was definitely pre-COVID.
Definitely pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe Santino got COVID, dude.
I can't either. That's nuts.
I would have been so pissed if we went to that show and he wasn't there.
Right. We were supposed to go to Yarmouth. So what? We would have just seen Chris DiStefano and would they have replaced him?
Yeah, I think they had like some other like locals, but
yeah, I would have
fucking $100 to take whatever it was right. to see Chrissy D and a local.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it looked like he had a good time.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck COVID.
But to wrap up That cabin? The cabin?
Oh, yeah.
That, I thought it was an amazing idea. I don't think it was executed well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bert is a great comedian when he's with people. Him having all the ideas just didn't, it didn't sell for me. Felt forced, you're right.
That was going to be like a, I don't know, I really hope it turns into like a
right
Adam Sandler thing where like they're all in each other's movies. Like they start doing movies.
Right. And that's what the best case scenario is, right? Because if none of this
Yeah, like at the beginning, dude, like when they were sitting on a fire, I'm like, I don't know if they're like acting or they're just like talking.
Right.
Like it just felt weird. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But like,
it felt kind of MTV-ish, kind of reality show-ish to me.
Yeah, like a scripted reality.
Yeah.
But it, I don't know, it was weird. Okay. Fuck it, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Right, exactly, yeah. I guess we'll fucking, hopefully it's better. You a fan of the 100, the show?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, so you probably should never watch it then, because it's so long, but they just made their 7th and final season. I just finished it on Netflix.
What is it about? I'm going to take it at 100 people.
Post-apocalyptic world. First season, first show, starts off immediately after nukes cause the Earth to go extinct, basically. But every, like, a couple hundred people were sent into space to live on spaceships. Out of those people, 100 kids that were all, like, juvenile and fucked up kids were sent to Earth to see if it was habitable. Wicked fucked up show.
Oh, shit. That yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Like, I when I first started watching it, I was like, wow, they're just sent, like, a bunch of children to get, like, slaughtered on Earth. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And oh, it turns shit. Into 7 seasons of violent, like...
So, like, there are people still on Earth?
I don't want to ruin the show.
All right,
because right. It gets crazy.
All
right. Really what? Good show.
Did you see Hubie Halloween?
I did. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that,
that
too.
That movie... was a masterpiece.
That was a really good movie, yeah.
It was a silly movie, but dude, the detail in that movie...
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it.
I noticed.
...is incredible.
Yeah.
Between the little things in the scenes and all the references he makes to previous movies...
Right.
...is fucking amazing, dude.
All the characters, I feel like, knew exactly what it was. Like, it wasn't supposed to be taken that seriously... but it had, like, heart. It was, like, a good storyline.
Yeah, it had a good story, you know? To it, dude. You're like, oh, there's, like, something going on. And then fucking... Definitely fucking... That was a good movie, dude.
That was a good-ass movie.
Everyone's saying it's, like, stupid, but, like, it's an Adam Sandler movie. It's gonna be silly.
Yeah. I don't... It kind of fits right now perfectly. Like, it's fall weather. It's kind of like a kid's movie, dude, but there's a lot of adult fucking references, like...
So goofy, dude.
Yeah, no, that was great. Borat 2 is getting closer to that coming out.
Yeah, dude.
Getting closer.
That looks fucking good.
Yeah. I know. What day is it? Oh, it's the 19th, bro. Jesus Christ. We're shooting.
Borat comes on a week.
We're shooting this early. Yeah.
The 19th.
From the 19th. Yeah.
Damn, it's only Tuesday, dude.
Yeah, it's early as hell.
You know something astronomical is going to happen tomorrow, right?
I was just going to say that.
Something
crazy.
Banana lands, dude.
Yeah. Or like Thursday morning.
Everyone that covers it is going to get millions and billions of views, and we're going to get 7.
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about
the... like the cabin was... Then like the world blew up.
Maybe we are talking shit about fucking celebrities. We're like, fuck that show. They're like, these kids are sitting on a futon with like 12 viewers.
Right.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
We'll all be their best friends someday.
Yeah. Do you think, how many more movies do you think Adam Sandler got in him?
A lot. To act in or to make?
To make, because he's produced most of his movies he's made. So
he's going to do that till the day he dies, dude.
I think he's running out of ideas, dude. I think he either has to go serious or into other lanes kind of soon.
Dude, Hidden Gems was a fucking gem of a movie, dude.
Yeah, we need more of that.
Happy Madison Productions, well, dude, that's fucking, he's gonna go, dude.
I can't imagine, like, what can he do that he hasn't done that's just, like, a good movie?
I could really see, I was thinking about this the other day.
Chill, Barney.
He's from around here, so I feel like he's going to do a local movie.
Yeah, I keep hoping that. But...
like something like about New Hampshire.
Yeah. You know, the Father of the Year movie with David Spade on Netflix took place in New Hampshire?
Father of the Year. I feel like I know.
I don't think Adam Sandler's in that one at all. I think it's just David Spade.
It's David Spade, right? And he has
plays
a kid.
Like the long hair. Yeah,
he looks like Joe Dirt.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That one is in New Hampshire. And I'm really hoping.
Really?
Yeah, and they mentioned they go to what's it called? Brown's. The seafood restaurant in that movie.
Oh, no shit.
They put it like you could see Brown's and shit. It's pretty dope. If Adam Sandler does some shit like that, dude, I hope he does it in Manchester. Like,
that'd be wild.
Right? Man.
All the crackheads would try to suck him off, though.
What type of movie do you think he would do in Manchester? Say, like, in 2021.
I feel like it'd be a fucking story about him. Little Jew boy.
So, like, 8 Mile, but Adam Sandler version?
Yeah, like,
just little
a
Jew
comedic
walking around
fucking
trying to make
little
comedy.
Kid Jew.
Yeah.
And then it goes to, like, 8, like, dude, like, a fucking 8 Crazy Nights, dude. Like, that shit. Fucking, he's the man, dude.
I feel like he wouldn't even take a movie about himself seriously.
I heard he's wicked serious to make movies.
Yeah,
you
no,
know what
I
Bobby
think,
Lee said about him?
Yeah, I think he's like very like,
oh, like
particular,
like,
but...
I know what you mean.
I don't know. I feel like if he got someone to play as him in those movies, like a young him, he'd tell them to be like... dumb and funny as fuck throughout the whole movie instead of like, I guess that would be an Adam Sandler biographical movie though. It couldn't be.
Like I would watch the shit out of that. That'd be cool to know.
I feel like most people would.
Especially like he'd be at the Red Arrow Diner, bro.
Right.
Fucking eating some shit.
I know. How old is that thing? He'd be at Rock Rimmon just fucking looking over Manchester. Nice.
Doors almost throw open that. That was
kind of sounded girthy.
That was not good. yeah, so it's Jews.
I don't think we introduced shit either. We're already 12 minutes in, but
I'm toast.
I'm Brood.
And that's Barney, and he is gay.
Brood View, episode 22. 603-922-4074. BrutalView@gmail.com. I think those are the plugs. Patreon.com/TBV podcast. Got more content on there as well. So.
Dude. I'm pumped for the move.
Yeah, I am too.
We can get like people on, dude.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I don't know. How realistic you think that's going to be to have 3 or 4 people being able to meet once a week on the same day at the same time?
Pretty realistic.
You think?
We tell fucking Huddy we're going to do it every Thursday. He says, no, fuck him. Do it every Thursday. So we can give someone a heads up, though. Be like, yo, we got Ruben.
Right.
I got some people that want to do it.
Having guests is going to be dope. Yeah. We're going to have to, like, really, like, tune into how we're going to set those up because I have a feeling we're just going to end up just shooting the shit, talking. Like, the yeah. 3 of us or 4 of us, and then we're going to be like, oh, fuck, we're recording, kind of thing.
Fuck, I'm like right now.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That was a fun party over the weekend. So
yeah,
I guess
dude, I got
over last weekend.
Wicked sick.
Really, yeah.
I, like, didn't drink, like, at all.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of bummed about. I was looking to get a little...
I thought, yeah, buzzed. You were going to get a little... I actually thought everyone was going to get a little more buzzed.
Wasn't the vibe.
Everyone kind of chilled.
Which was a good time.
It was fun. So,
I'm obsessed with Super Smash Brothers now.
That game's so fun. When I left, I went to Domino's because the fast food places were slammed at fucking midnight. Like, I was shocked at how busy they were. So I order online at Domino's, like pretty much in my truck as I'm leaving your crib. And I order it for pickup. So I go to the Domino's here, there to pick it up. And when I'm sitting in the parking lot, like, this guy is driving slowly perfectly into the parking lot and then pulls in next to me. He's also picking up for Domino's. Look at the guy, dude. He was so drunk that he could not make it to the Domino's door.
What the fuck?
And he was driving. Like, it made me sit and think for a second. Like, I was staring at him because I was burnt out, to say the least. But I was just really tired, and I looked over, and I'm like, oh my god, I am so glad I'm not that guy right now. And when he was walking up to the door, the Domino's guy saw him struggling, so he was bringing the food up to the door, and then the guy fell before he got into Domino's.
They didn't do anything about this?
They didn't do anything.
Bro, what?
So the guy gets up again, goes up to take the food from the Domino's guy, and he gives it to him, and he just sloppily walks back into the car, gets in, and then started driving perfectly normal again, and then just drove away. Dude, the guy was like, you know the inflatable car things? He was walking like that.
Oh, the whack inflatable arm falling tube man?
Yes. He was walking like that up to the Domino's and back. And I was just sitting there like, fuck, yo. Dude. Like, what do you do in that situation?
You beat him.
I feel like it wasn't in my position to call the cops.
No, it definitely was.
Bro. At 1 a.m.
Definitely was, too.
But I don't... So the way I'm thinking of it in my mind is, hey, this guy's... Yada, he's shit-faced. And give him the license plate number. He's going to leave. The cops aren't going to get there. They're going to find him down the road somewhere. Bro. I didn't think it'd make a difference. He was gone already type of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And,
I probably wouldn't have done anything. I would have been like, look at this fucking asshole and drove away.
I almost wanted to record it.
Domino's would do something.
That was the other reason why I was like,
franchise fucking pizza place.
Right. Like, they called the cops. There's no reason why I need to.
Bro, like...
Yeah, no, that was...
Who works at, like, Domino's? Scary. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that guy didn't give a shit, dude.
They're all getting big, dude.
I was walking in to fucking tip them, because I paid online with a card, and I didn't throw a tip or anything. I was going to tip like a few bucks because I went to pick it up. I don't know, just because it's late as hell.
No.
I walk in, I go to tip him, and he's like, it's already paid for, bro. You're good. I'm like, yeah, I was going to throw a tip on. He's like, nah, you're good. I'm like, what?
Okay.
I'm like, see you later. I'm like, what the fuck? You're right, though. He definitely didn't give a shit.
So I just thought of a new game.
Of?
Do you have another story?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go on Twitter, right? And I'm going to go to trending. Now, let's go to... we're going to pick a category, right? And then we're just going to randomly pick one and talk about it.
And see what we can do with it. Should we try this out? Yeah, why not?
All right, so what kind of category do you want to do? We'll just do trending.
Yeah, I'd go into trending and then...
I'm just going to do this.
Actually, I saw a pretty good trending one today. End SWAT.
I just saw that too. What is that? Like SWAT team?
Like, I think SWAT is like gone. Like, there's not a SWAT team anymore. If this is real, this is pretty stupid.
I don't know what exactly it is.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get.
Something about Nigeria, I think. End SARS. So, it looks like, from looking at this, SWAT is something in Nigeria. So, I'm not really sure what exactly it is.
Does seem like it might not be American. Did you see the Armenia in Aznajar or whatever? I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Has been at war the past few weeks. And it's, like, pretty violent.
No.
So, I don't know if you want to see this, but... Jake is like obsessed with this shit, and he sent me videos of like the soldiers like dying and being burned and shit alive and a lot of really fucked up shit. You want to look at one of them?
Fuck it. I follow this guy on Twitter, dude, that's like a rebel in Turkey. Like, or it's like he fights in the war, but he's not in the military.
Yeah, dude, I've seen some shit like
and
that.
And like when Trump ended up bombing that guy, dude. Like, he was, like, there. He's like, yo, this is sick. Like, fucking fuck yeah. And then he's like, oh, shit. Like, I ran an Iraqer doing this and this and that. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, why isn't my news talking about this right now?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been seeing shit. There's apparently people like that in other wars. Yeah. I feel like other countries and other wars, but I feel like if I didn't have like a government that watched your every move like the American government does, that probably would be on my list of things to become, like an independent contractor.
That'd be sick, dude.
A hitman, basically.
That'd be dope, too.
Right?
They meant, like, work for the government. Well, sounds like those people. Like,
that's probably a smart legal way to fucking...
What's it called? No. Like... What the fuck? Why? Benghazi people.
Yes. Those people. Yeah, that'd be right.
A fucking dope job, dude.
Would you do that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
If they fucking let me do that, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Right.
Get buff overseas and grow a beard to get fucking shot at.
Yeah. Be like a trained mercenary.
Dude, they make bank, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They make stupid money, dude.
They kill, like, leaders of governments. Like, yeah. they legitimately topple governments.
They're fucking dope, dude.
That'd be wild.
Oh, I was going to say something, too. I forgot now.
If you were elected like the leader of a military group, would you be like a dictator or like a...
Yeah, I'd fuck a lot of shit up.
Yeah.
Like, North Korea wouldn't be a thing, bro.
Just be gone.
Yeah.
Off the planet.
I'd make sure that, like...
It's just a crater.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's good. That's good.
They're useless, bro. What do they do to us? What do they do to anyone?
Piss them off.
Exactly, dude. They don't make anything.
We're civil with them now, aren't we? The North Koreans? Didn't Trump, like, peace everything up?
One week we are, and the next week he's like, oh, we shoot you. We shoot you now. Build a little rocket, man.
Trump's like, try it. Try it. I want to see you try it.
Nuke you.
Did any Democrats get COVID since last week?
I don't know.
Was that last week that we talked about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, they're saying, like, oh my god, I'm so fucking sick of hearing about it, but, like, so a fucking report, someone like, Ben Shapiro, is that his last name?
I've seen this.
But he, like, he replied to someone, because they were like, oh, every state that's going up in numbers is Republican. He was like, well, everyone that has it, it doesn't matter what their, like, politics are.
Yeah.
And it was like, by the mass millions, and everyone fucking that had it is a Democrat. Like, it was like, he was like, that's dumb. But, like, that's to the point we are in this country is.
Right.
Everyone that is a Republican should die and get COVID.
Yeah.
Or everyone that's a Democrat should die and get COVID. It's like, we just not get COVID and fucking, I don't know.
Yeah. You know what, man? I've been leaning into this theory recently that I read that COVID's just the people from Wuhan were not people from Wuhan. They were like some... This is a pretty wild theory, so just hear this out. The like alien that went into Wuhan released it as like a test to the human race.
Aliens.
Yeah. Obviously, it's some what stupid the shit. Fuck? Yeah, but think about if an alien species was going to test us, you'd probably be by like a virus or I wouldn't say natural disaster.
Nah, I mean, aliens, dude.
Say something. I don't know. Yeah, I guess
anything
it doesn't
came
to
this planet, we would not have the modern technology to destroy them, dude.
Well, we don't have the modern technology to destroy COVID. Or even repent it at this point.
Well, no. I mean, I'd rather see them come down here and fucking take
like
me
laser
by the head
guns.
And go, fucking split me open, dude.
Like a phone book? Just
yeah, dude. Like, my whole body perfectly splits in half. And like
Men in Black.
Yeah, if it was like a movie, dude.
Yeah.
You just see me, like, split in half and a whole crowd, like.
Yeah. Yeah. How they have, like, no blood in those either. The yeah. person just splits in half and it's just, like, you see the insides.
It makes, like, the... Like a piece of ham slapping the ground.
So you think that some alien species, if they were to come here, wouldn't be a...
Nah, dude, they would come and fuck us up, dude.
I feel like it wouldn't be aggressive. I feel like it would be subtle and lethal. Like, they'd go, like, beneath the earth and then, like, burn us alive from the
inside. I feel like they'd come down and be like, yo, this is our shit. And we'd be like, nah. He'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I want to, before I forget.
Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Is Saturday Night Live. Have you seen that?
I saw it. I saw, bro, the whole thing. How white women are.
So yeah. This dude is married to an African American woman.
Yes.
So you can't call him racist.
Yeah.
But they're still calling him, they're going to call him racist, but you can't call him racist. Oh, we'll just call him gay. Not gay, a homophobe. Oh, we'll call him fucking bigot. Like, they go into all these things, but he literally, like, was making fun of Mexicans, people that hate Mexicans, and making fun of people that like Mexicans.
Yeah.
Making fun of, like, everything. And they freaked out about that. But then they were talking about Donald Trump with the COVID, and they were literally saying, I wish he died. I wish he's dead.
Right.
I feel like no matter what you think of the guy, he's our president, bro. And, like, you can't really, like, that shouldn't be allowed to say on TV.
Yeah, I don't think.
Like freedom of speech, but, like,
if that was said about any other president, that person would be ripped to pieces.
Dude, if that was said about Barack. If I said Barack, that Obama, I'd be a racist asshole and probably killed.
Yeah. But even if you were black and said that about Barack, they'd be like, oh, he was the most decorated president we've had. Oh,
God, dude. It's like the shit that, like, he's just making jokes, bro. And these people are like, no, I really wish he was dead. Like, if I could, I would kill him. And they're like, haha. It's like, no, like, that's not really funny. Like,
On that other spectrum, if Bill Burr was black and said everything he said, or if he was Spanish and said everything he said, I should say Spanish. I should say Mexican or
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Couldn't think of that word. But I actually think if he was anything other than white, he probably would have been fine.
It is the same. I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But he can fucking go on TV right now and do whiteface. No one will fucking say a thing, dude. They will laugh about it, tweet about it, Instagram about it, text their friends about it.
Yeah.
But if I was fucking famous and I was like, I'm going to do a fucking skit about being a black guy, I would be fucking murdered.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it in any way bad, shape, or form of racism. I think it's fucking retarded.
Pointing out the double standard. Yeah. It's a huge double standard. Yeah. And what Bill Burr said, the gist of it, how white people, how white women specifically, controlled the woke movement now. They're the ones who have what to say about the woke movement. It's like, it's not for you. Like, whoa. Like, chill. That's like having a white president of a minority school type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, that's not how it's supposed to work.
But it's like, it's a fucking performance.
Yes.
That's like listening to a podcast and saying, this kid really doesn't like Jews, and he made an Asian accent, so fuck these people, we should kill him.
Yeah.
No, it's a joke.
Yeah. I guarantee if those people were having a beer with us and we said the exact same thing, they'd laugh their ass off.
Yeah.
You know? It's context.
But like in like the same show, bro, they were like, oh, God tried to kill Trump and he didn't do it. And this and that. It's like,
and they're like, ha 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 ha.
No one says anything about that, but Bill Burr is like, comedy, words, oh my God.
Yeah. I fucking love Bill Burr.
I love Bill Burr.
I love Bill Burr so much.
He's so fucking funny.
Yeah. That shit's wild. I don't know.
I just want everything to be done with, man.
Yeah.
The Rona.
Eventually.
The election. Like, I thought about it today. Do I really give a fuck who's president?
No.
Not really, man.
We just want people to shut up.
I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because during Obama and Trump, nothing has affected me that I have noticed.
Well, for Obama, he introduced the worst healthcare system known to the planet. But
true, I don't have healthcare. So
yeah,
but
thanks Obamacare for that.
I mean, other than that, that's pretty big. But other than that, I don't make a lot of money.
Right.
I don't make a lot of less money.
Yeah.
I make enough money to survive, bro, and not be on welfare and not be taxed.
That's like crazy. Yeah.
As long as I can keep my gun and you don't try to come to my door and take it,
yeah,
I'm fine, bro. If you like are going door to door and trying to take my shit, that's when I'll like give a fuck.
And you think, though, but no matter what president we have, that's probably never going to change, right? Until something big enough in the world happens where like...
No, I feel like if another Democrat... Because Republicans are for that. If a Democrat came in, they're going to like try to do that. I don't think like they'll come to your door. Because, bro, if you go to New Hampshire door to door, you're in your goddamn fucking... Yeah,
you'll
there ain't
die.
No way, dude. Yeah. Texas, the South, dude, there's no way.
Sir, we've come to relieve you of your... Back the fuck up.
Yeah, dude.
3 seconds. 3. 2! It's like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only thing. That's the only reason why I don't really need a Democrat is I want my gun.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like...
I don't even want to vote.
Yeah, I don't... I don't want to advise anything political. I just think... The country is a political country. America's not what it used to be. We are manipulated government. It's all
media, V for Vendetta dude.
Type fucking, you know, we got swindled. America's not the place to go to live your dreams, which it still is compared to everywhere else in the world. But it's, I don't know, everything's so PC.
Yeah, I feel like everything now. Is fucking like where you went from like, you come over here, now people are like, I kind of want to get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah.
Know, we don't have it bad, but...
I was going to say, it's probably still the best place to live in the world, right? I would think. Maybe like the Netherlands, Amsterdam, that type of, yeah, like of region, right?
Dude, some country... Fuck, I wish I saved the video now. Sweden? Switzerland? One of those like northern European...
Norway.
They have no COVID.
Yeah, I think it's literally Sweden, I believe.
They're open completely.
Yeah.
And like everything's fine.
A lot of the world is actually like that already. And it's not that they don't not have COVID. They're just, they're treating it now. They're like, okay, we have to expose ourselves to it a little bit. Build the immunity. You know what I mean? Build up the antibodies. Get immune to it like everything else in life. Yeah. So the huge spoiler alert. For the 100, you ever think you're going to watch that show?
I might. It seems pretty good.
You think? Yeah. Okay, because the ending brought a very good concept up, and it's kind of like how the world is today. I can't talk about it without giving away the show. Right, yeah, we'll go past it.
But so, shout out to LeBron James, little bitch ass, for winning the NBA championship. Fuck that little guy. But dude, this is what I'm talking about. This is in California, right? Outside the Staples Center. And they're all fucking going wild. Right? No one has a mask on in this video.
Right.
Everyone's in a crowd. So why can't I still, like, go to a full bar?
Yeah.
But we can allow that and no one does anything.
Is New Hampshire... We're pretty much fully open back up, right? There are a lot of restaurants still doing the half capacity thing. But, dude, fucking...
I think it's open.
Old
open.
School is, like... You can, yeah, you can, but, like... I don't even know if I should say that, but...
Like, when we went to Bonfire, like... You can't go downstairs right. And, like, have fun.
Yeah.
They have cornhole and shit.
Dude, when I
like,
went to fucking, Newburyport. I almost said North Conway. I was like, what the fuck am I? Whole place. Like, you couldn't even go into the stores for more than 3 people. I was like, bruh, this store fits, like, 80 people. Like, you can have 10 people in here. I don't know.
And it's like, I'm... my fucking God, I'm done. I'm not even going to talk about this bullshit anymore.
Yeah. It is hard not to talk about shit like this and not get political, you know?
And get pissed off. Dude. Yeah. Like, I'll wear a mask, bro, to go food shopping. But if I have to wear a mask, why doesn't the crackhead next to me have to wear a mask?
Dude? Facts. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. If you have a medical problem, sure, I really don't give a fuck. But if I'm forced to wear one, why doesn't the crackhead have to wear one?
I was at a bar and a woman was loathing because she saw I was wearing LOM clothing. Bang!
And she said, where'd you get that? And he said, LOM clothing. And he said, use promo code TBV podcast for 20% off your purchase. And
she was like, 20% off the purchase? There's no way.
And he said, yeah, way. Because I just bought this. It was $100 and it was only 80.
Is it 25 or 20? 20%. Yeah, so 20.
I think we said 25 before, I feel like.
Probably. No, I don't think so.
And it was only 80. And she was like, wow, that makes me moister than an oyster.
Yeah. And I was like, it's such a good deal. You should go there right now. And again, use the promo code TBV podcast.
And yeah, and then she saved money and bought him a drink and they had intercourse. In LOM clothing sheets.
I actually had an LOM clothing condom on too. LOMclothing.com. Use promo code TBV podcast.
Can we keep that?
Yeah. It is hunting season, right?
Yes, sir.
It is hunting season, and I actually just bought a flea shield and got two of them for free. Do you know where I got them?
Okay. My only guess could be good old Alpha Defense Company.
You are correct, Demundo, sir. Got a wicked fucking cool... It's like a legit fleece face mask. Like, it's not just like a... like a cotton material. Like, it's like a thick kind of fluffy kind of face mask. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can use it for more than hunting.
You can.
Like, tactical uses, motorcycle driving, training, yard work, construction, and just casual use.
You ever swallow a bug on a highway? You know what would prevent that?
Alpha Defense Company.
Alpha Defense Company.
Face shields. Follow the link in the description. Yeah, there's almost 200 designs, 200 plus designs. Help maintain hydration. Lifetime warranty. That's warranty. Huge. Huge.
Your whole life, that's a pretty big warranty. That is excessive.
But yeah, don't let the COVID stop you from going. I'll get a mask from Alpha Defense Company now. Follow the link in the description.
If you were given the option, like someone came to you, they're like, yo, we got an exotic animal for you. You get to choose what it is. No matter what animal you choose, it will not harm you. It may harm other people you live with or you love.
And I can keep
it as a
pet.
Depends how you treat it. You can keep it as a pet, but it will never harm you.
Anything.
Anything.
A shark.
It has to be exotic. Shark?
Great white shark.
Fuck, yes.
A hammerhead
good
shark.
Good choice. I was thinking about something aquatic, but I really, really love polar bears, and I want to see how big those are in person, too, because I heard they're, like, 4 feet, like, wide. Never mind
they're
tall.
They're fucking tanky, dude.
Yeah. They got, like, longer spines than the other bears, I believe, so I imagine when they stand, they're, like, the 8-10 foot tall.
Bears best? False. Black bears.
I was like, is that from The Office? What am I think I know what that is. You go with the shark, though.
Yeah.
So what if, like...
the two top-tier sharks in the world. The top tier, the hammerhead.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it, but it is.
So if I didn't go with a polar bear, I'm going with a giant octopus.
If I wasn't going to go with that,
Do top three. Top three.
The top one would be... Do I have to get specific or kind of just say shark?
No, yeah, you can do shark, but that's either hammerhead or great white.
I'd go with a hammerhead. Those things
hammerhead.
Are sick.
Yeah. those things are cool, too.
I want to say, like, are we doing, like, real animals?
I would, yeah, just anything exotic. Anything you can't go to a
jackalope.
Zoo and buy.
Are those things real?
I'm pretty positive, yeah.
I thought they were real until, like, I watched a video and saying, like, they're not. Because it's, but I went to Texas Roadhouse and seen one.
Doesn't it look like
It's a bunny with like antlers, rabbit with antlers.
I don't think that's real. I thought it was like a part of the hippo family.
Nah, it's definitely real. Like it has to be. Like I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's
what is it
video.
Again? Say it again.
A jackalope.
Jackalope. You were both like.
Like I'm telling you, dude. It's gotta be. It looks cool. Jackalope.
That's exactly what I just typed in. Yeah, it says, mythical.
There's no way, dude.
North American folklore described as a jackrabbit with antelope horns. The word jackalope is a portmanteau of jackrabbit and antelope put together. So, it does look real. Like, that kind of hard to... Oh, that's photoshopped.
Yeah, like this, bro. Like that...
Yeah, I just saw that same thing. The fucking things on the walls.
Fake, but it don't look fake.
But I think that's just, like... Sick taxidermists are like stuffing jackrabbits with antelope antlers. I don't know. Jackalope. That's a new one, so.
Okay, maybe.
Is it like
not.
A liger, except ligers are real?
Yeah. Damn, that's kind of disappointing.
I guess you can't go with that one then.
Maybe like a monkey? Nah, fuck those things. They're dirty. Alligator.
And monkeys, I think, are a little bit too smart for me.
Yeah, they probably end up fucking me up and throwing shit at me while I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like a gator of some sort. Crocodile or an alligator? It's a question.
So I think Yeah, damn.
That's whatever tough. One I can put in a moat and fucking fuck people up.
That yeah, that around one. Your house.
And number three.
Imagine that, dude. You had a moat with a live gator that protected you.
It's dope, dude.
Like a robber just
trying to... And a fucking hammerhead shark, dude. And so I'm going to have the shark and the alligator in the moat, right? I'm going to have one of those fucking birds that go... Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, what is it called? It's not a toucan.
I don't know if a bird that makes that noise.
Dude, you're going to be like, that's
isn't
that's
there like it. An ape?
No, I'll find the video. You can start with your three until I find out what the name of this bird is.
I think polar bear is definitely going to be one of them, but I don't really like the other bears of the family. I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to have a big ass. Okay, so I'll go with bear as one. Giant octopus is going to be my number two because you know those things can get like the size of submarines.
Yeah, you know they're real.
Yeah,
like a giant squid is real.
Right.
I thought that was a good old folktale until like
those recently. Are like sea monsters. Like you know how they can like the kraken size. Like those fucking things get big. Maybe not the kraken, but my third. So we can't say dinosaurs, right?
Cockatoos.
Cockatoo. I do know is what that is.
No, that's not it.
That was I don't think that makes that noise.
That's not it.
A turkey?
No.
I think my third one would be a gigantic, like, anaconda.
That's pretty
like
solid.
A real, real big one. Like a 20-footer.
That is pretty solid.
Yeah. Trying to think of things that wouldn't harm me, but if I had it, I'd be like, yeah, don't fuck with me type of thing. Those wouldn't be that bad. Can't find that bird, huh?
I'll find it by the end of this episode.
So, you're sticking with a gator, a shark?
And that bird, that makes a cool noise. Because, dude, I want to play the noise because it's fucking awesome. But,
yeah.
But the bird will signal... When something's coming up, bro.
Ooh, I might have to replace a polar bear with a great white wolf. Those things are big. And if that thing didn't hurt you and it just hurt other people...
That's true.
I think that might do it for me because polar bear has to be specifically like a polar bear for me to actually like it. I feel like the wolves, the giant wolves, those things are fucking badass.
What about Bigfoot?
I think that's still considered mythical, but...
Yeah, but, like, is it real or not?
I don't believe so.
I don't think it is.
That's possible that it is, though. A Neanderthal ape.
Listen. You're telling me, bro, that way back in the day when we didn't have video cameras, we saw one?
No.
You know the thing that was like that?
Yeah.
We happened to see one?
Yeah, no. I don't think
everyone has
real.
A goddamn camera on them. We still have not seen one.
Yeah.
We have not seen anything new.
What if they don't live in climates that humans can live in? What if they live, like, in the earth? Where it's, like, stupid fucking hot in your face? Is that a contemplation? Like, whoa.
Dude, maybe.
You know, there's things in the planet that live on the planet.
There's no way.
Well, I mean, Bigfoot's kind of wild. That's a little much. But there's sea creatures that are so big that if they tried to come up towards the surface, it would cause tidal waves. But they can't get past the crest like that's beneath the earth. Imagine if those things got fucking up.
Like the Loch Ness Monster, bro?
Exactly.
You think megalodons are still alive, dude?
I don't believe so, no.
There's gotta be something huge like that swimming under
well,
there.
You think if there was dinosaurs, there had to be dinosaur sharks and dinosaur fish, and that was probably the main one, right?
See? It all started, bro, with fish.
Yeah.
And there's still fish. So how did all those cool fish die?
Yeah. Think the megalodon was just like... Blah,
blah, blah. Nah, I think, like, the climate, dude, like, probably brought them down or some shit.
Right. I mean, we've just started making more and more land the more we've been on the planet, right? That doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
We just polluted. We've polluted
it. Yeah, we fucked the ocean up. There we go.
But dude, there's so much ocean that we don't know about, dude. There's right? definitely something in there,
so
dude.
So I feel like there's parts of the ocean that are like, once you get there, there's like air pockets. And shit lives in there.
Like Atlantis?
Kinda. maybe not an Atlantis type thing, but yeah, I guess. Same idea.
Monkey people?
Yeah. What if there's like...
Dude.
Like, you know, a Murloc from... when I used to play WoW, Murlocs used to be a thing.
I think I know what you're talking about. They come out of the water and
they're
shit.
Like, they make weird... Yeah.
What if aliens are real, bro, and they live in the water, bro, because they know we haven't explored it?
Yeah, like, see, that's what I'm thinking of. I think there's, like, shit in there that we can't humanly get to. It's not possible for humans to get to it.
This shit makes me want to kill myself.
Like, just to see? Just to be like, all right, what's really there?
I'm just going to rent a little submarine, bro, and just scoot my way down into the ocean someday.
Why can't we do... Why don't we have cameras that can go down there? Oh, the pressure breaks it, right? It's too, like, the pressure, like,
but collapses. We can go into space with a camera, bro.
Yeah, but the pressure is the opposite in space.
True, but fuck.
I think in water, it's so tight that it'll just crush everything. It sucks everything to the core, and then with space, it's so open that you just... You know?
Maybe the ocean isn't even real, bro.
That's also real.
Maybe it's not even real.
It's just like a... I don't know. Like the government just fills it with water every day to keep us...
Maybe, dude. Keep us fucking not being silly.
What if the world ain't circular? And if you go into the ocean, there's just like a gigantic island run by the government that controls everything in the world. All natural disasters, weather... What we see. Imagine how deep
they have
that
school
gets.
Shooting school. Oh, my.
Oh my god.
I saw this picture. It was like a picture of the earth, like map.
Yeah.
And it was like Japan's over here and Hawaii's over here. And it was like, you mean to tell me that Japan flew all the way to the bottom if the earth was really flat in one trip?
Yeah.
That should be the name of the episode, school shooting school. No.
I don't think that would be allowed. Yeah.
They SSS, let the, bro. Triple S. School shooting school.
I can make it that. Should triple S's. I can't do that either. Triple SS is gang. And I don't know if triple S is something gang related.
There's a whole bunch of people outside next week. We're going to kill you motherfuckers.
SS is white supremacy, so...
Oh, shitty.
Three S's. Imagine if it just doubles
super
down.
Super white supremacy.
Yeah, no, let's not go with that. Yeah. Just in case. I don't know. I could look it up and then be like, oh. Yeah, did Elon Musk, did he get any further with his, Neuralink shit? I thought I read something about Elon Musk.
The brain
Musk.
Stuff?
Yeah, the Neuralink that you put the chip into you.
That shit is wild. And you think about it, dude. If this dude can make a chip that, like, heals you. Why the fuck can't we cure a fucking cold? Come on, man.
Yeah.
That dude is...
COVID's fake. Okay, so this is... Bro, try navigating that website. You need a Neuralink just to go on that website. I went into the things up on the top, too, and it brought me to another page that made no sense.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I thought...
Like, changes colors.
I thought I saw something with him, like, getting past a new, like...
Would you put a chip in your brain, bro, if it came out?
It depends what it did. So, yes, essentially. I don't know. I feel like if it was mandated by the government, fuck no. Absolutely bro. Not. And it's gonna be, you know, so...
You have this on you all the time, dude.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
I think the only difference is I feel like a Neuralink will get to the point where if you think about killing someone, you will get arrested because you thought about it.
Okay, that's true.
You know? If it was made by Elon Musk and he distributed it, yeah. In a heartbeat, I'd do it.
I don't think they can even legally do that without the government.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Well, they could if, like, you know... We get, like a KKK president or something. Fascist president. Some real hell-bent cult type of president. They're just like, alright, chips in everyone. Da-da-da.
That shit would be fucked, dude. What's that movie? There's a movie like that.
There is.
And they all start exploding, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, but I can't.
So they're in an office building, and when they got hired, they got chips in the back of their head, and fucking it like kept track of everything. The building shut down, and they all started fucking blowing up from the head, dude. Someone hacked into it.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know. Is that Transcendence? No. That's with Johnny Depp. Fuck, that's going to piss me off.
It's called, Backdoor Sluts 7.
Yeah, on, P-Hub? Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
It might be 6. No, I'm going to look this movie up, though. I need to know what it's called.
Is it Lucy? No.
Head Exploding Movie.
That's going to come up with some weird results. God damn it, Huddy.
Head Exploding Syndrome, dude. Hold on.
That's not what I expected to hear. While you look that up, is there a century you would want to live in? Maybe for like a year?
Which one did they start slavery? Nah, like, I'm going to have to go with the
oh.
1776, bro.
Okay.
Like old Boston.
Birth of America?
Bro. Yeah. Imagine seeing Paul Revere, bro, coming. The British. Dude, I would have such a fucking stark erection seeing that, bro. If I can. See, do I go back in time and know?
No. Or, like, you go back in time, you're an average person, so like, in that time.
Like my monocle? I don't know why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So I have like a monocle and like.
Hello.
A puffy thing.
Your British,
like,
tea party? Why am I. What accent is that? Yeah. Exactly.
I would still get a stark erection, bro, seeing that.
Can I reverse this question and say, like, the 27th century?
What?
No, that wouldn't make sense, because it's only
like
history.
Future?
Yeah, I was trying to think if I could reverse that, but...
Hmm. Yeah, we're not going to be here in the 27th century.
You know what? I would go to the first century.
Like Jesus?
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid one, too.
Because I'd want to know. Even though I wouldn't know what I'm going there for, I'd feel like for my own benefit, I just want to be there and be like, this motherfucker ain't even real. Like, you know what I mean?
This,
like,
motherfucker's black.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode, Black Jesus.
Black Jesus.
Nah, want to know what I'd do?
Can I do that too? Why wouldn't I be able to?
We'll put African-American Jesus.
I think Black Jesus sounds better.
I would go to the... the mummy age, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Building the pyramids.
Is it 1300s, something like that? 300s?
That's real, that, like, far. 6000 BC, bro.
Right, okay. Like, so, oh. I'm thinking, yeah.
Now I gotta look. God damn it, Huddy.
I know, right? Fucking A, Huddy.
Mummies. Like, what do I type in? Egypt? Pyramids. When were the...
Age of mummies.
Age of pyramids. I'll do you one better.
I feel like you're right. Like, 3000 BC sounds right for some... How do we know what was BC and what wasn't?
Yo.
If we didn't document it.
It's 3000 BC. Dude.
Is it? No shit.
Oh, wait.
I said 300 at first. For some reason, that was just in my head.
Archaeologists believe Egypt's large pyramids are the work of the old kingdom of Sidon that rose to prominence in the Nile Valley after 3000 BC, bro.
Okay, so for some reason that 3 was in my head.
Dude, you're trying to tell me that some stinky motherfuckers built that 5000 years ago? That's 5000 years ago.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker is still standing. And
yeah.
They built that.
If only the towers were built out of that, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. That's kind of crazy. I don't know. You think aliens could have built Egypt? I know we've done a lot of alien talk, but...
There's no way.
Pyramids, not Egypt.
We can't even do that now, bro.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, that would take forever.
We probably could get machines to do that now, though. Now, those blocks are huge, dude.
Dude, that's fucking banana lands, dude.
Have we ever discovered what's at, like, the dead center of a pyramid? Like, on the ground? Like, on the surface?
You know, Jesus' zodiac is a Pisces, bro? And I'm a Pisces.
But Jesus invented time. How does that make sense?
Why are we...
Oh, because he died in what, April? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, how is he a Pisces, bro? If he
was That's what I mean. Christmas. Yeah. I don't think that was actually his...
Because he came back alive, bro.
Is that what it is?
That makes no sense.
Yeah. we just dismantle religions by, like, stupid ass...
You know Egyptians were red? They think people used to be red?
Yeah. I think that was a...
Because they used to paint them red.
I don't know if... Was it paint? I think it was more like a blood drying on the skin. The robes that they wore were red.
His name was Joshua, dude. What? What am I getting into?
Yeah, this might be a deep dive. What started this conversation? We said something about
what
this.
What was Hitler's zodiac? Ooh, Taurus.
What did start this conversation? Shit, I feel like there was kind of a point I was going into.
Wait, do you know how the devil...
Oh, what century would you go to? Oh, would you still go to 1776?
I don't know, man. 3000 BC, dude. That's
crazy. I might want to do that.
When was the Great Wall built?
Of China? 5000 BC? I don't know. How do Chinese people follow the same basis of time?
221 BC.
221.
You're trying to tell me, man, that Asians have been around that long and they still have fucking slanted eyes, dude? That's a glitch in the Matrix if I've ever seen one.
What if it's they're so evolved that they have slanted eyes? What if everyone in the future has slanted eyes?
True. Because when we laugh, we close our eyes, dude.
So it's just going to slowly, like...
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I like this where we're going right now. I'm learning.
I think I might go to Egypt when the pyramids were getting built. I think I might want to see what that was. Because, like, you think it was just real hardcore slavery? Like, Egyptians just...
There was three types of slaves. I just read about it. I forget what. But there were, like, three classes of slaves, bro, building the pyramids.
Yeah, so Egyptians enslaved three different races. I'm guessing they probably didn't base them on race. They probably based them on, like, how strong they were. Probably just, like, the big, strong slaves were, like, slave A.
Yeah, right.
You know? Slave B was the stupid ones.
They must have done something silly, though.
Yeah, because I can't imagine them being, like, that organized. I
mean, black people were just black and they became slaves, so it's not that silly.
But weren't Egyptians brown and black?
They were red, bro.
I guess. I think they were wearing red. I think that's where that all that comes from.
Dude, it's so weird, dude. Life is fucking weird.
Life,
bro.
In general,
you
yeah.
Think about, like, you either go from, like, Adam and Eve... Or you go from, like, evolution, bro. That was so goddamn long ago, no matter where you look at it, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. How old is Earth, bro? Now we gotta look this up.
Tens of millions of years.
Bro, what?
I don't think that there was a Big Bang.
Bro.
What?
How old do you think Earth is?
Oh, like a real number?
Yeah.
I'll say 10 million years. I don't know.
4.5 billion years
billion?
Old.
Billion? Yeah, no, I knew it was some crazy, like...
What?
Yeah. Do you think the Big Bang really created the universe, or did it just create Earth?
How do they know how fucking old
exactly.
Earth is, bro?
And how do they know what the theories, the theorizing... We're just questioning all of science and religion this episode. We're just fucking...
Are we God?
Hey, man, the world is going to go into a dystopia, and we're going to be the only podcast left making sense. So
Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and God is only 3,350 years old.
Yes. Bang, religion's canceled.
It's got to be.
That makes sense to me. Is that bad? Religion is a man-made item. That is something that people created.
See, like, I don't know what to believe in anymore, dude.
I have a very open mind. That's all I leave
with.
I've
got to believe in Jesus Christ.
I don't. I don't know. I guess I do.
I don't know. Like, I look at it as, who was that drunk back then to think of that story of, like, Jesus Christ?
And for it to be...
Still a thing. This
a polarizing, like, that caused wars People were literally willing to die
about religion, dude.
Over their beliefs.
This God, dude, it's gotta be real, dude. But it, at the same time, it's like, there's no way, like, Adam and Eve was a thing.
I don't think they have any way of legitimately proving any of that.
Nah, evolution's real.
Even evolution is hard, but there's traces, obviously. There's history facts with evolution. But if you say that, I mean, then that means Darwinism is real, right? A lot of people don't believe in Darwinism.
I don't even know what that is.
Evolution from organism to ape to human.
That has to be, dude.
That's the only thing that makes sense. Only thing that makes sense. Aliens. It's not.
We're all aliens.
If it's not a god that created us, and evolution. It has to be evolution, right?
We're a simulation.
Yeah.
We gotta be.
It might be a simulation, dude. It's a
simulation.
Welcome to the Matrix. That movie was ahead of its time, dude. Do you think about it? That movie
I've never even seen that movie, like...
In full?
I was, like, a kid when I was watching that,
came out
dude.
In, like, 03, dude.
Yeah.
That's after Y2K. I think they were filming that. It might have been 01.
We're gonna...
I think it was after 2000.
No? Oh, okay, cool.
Thanks, Huddy. You fucking...
Matrix. There's a Matrix 4 coming out.
No.
That's what I saw this morning. 1999.
Can I ruin all of the Matrixes for you in one sentence?
Yeah.
You said you haven't seen all of them? So you don't know
the second? I know, like, nothing about it. I just know it's, like...
The idea of the first Matrix and the Matrix itself was, we're all in a simulation, but the one...
Wait, should I watch it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's amazing. But then it's not... I mean, the effects are horrible. It's not like... You're not going to sit there...
Is it a cool
there.
Story, though?
Yeah.
All right, don't tell me.
Really?
Don't tell me.
Ah, watch shit.
It. Dude, I have...
You're not going to watch it.
See, The Matrix 4, bro. 2021.
Nah, but you... Okay. I can't talk about this until you watch The Matrix. Dude, right, the way Matrix 3 ends...
Just tell me.
So, do you remember from The Matrix 1...
I don't remember, like, the movie at all.
Basic general is just, we're in a simulation, we're all in a computer, except the one who, Neo, the main character, Keanu Reeves, is the person who can disrupt the Matrix, the simulation.
So it's a god.
So he's basically, like, the god of the human race because he saves everyone. Well, the twist between that whole trilogy is you find out that at the end of the third movie, Neo was never actually the one. Keanu Reeves wasn't the one, it was Mr. Anderson.
Is that the black guy?
No, that's the main Agent Smith that tries to kill him in the first movie. The main agent with the glasses. It's like Mr. Anderson. Who shoves the bug in his stomach. That main agent is the one. That's the twist of that whole trilogy. And they ended it by killing him. So the simulation stopped. It ended. How could they make a fourth movie after that? You know what I mean? We are in the Matrix. Maybe the episode should be Black Matrix Jesus.
Simulation Black Jesus. Black Jesus.
We're
simulation.
In a simulation, comma, Black Jesus.
Damn, dude. I kind of want to look up some more facts, bro.
Just educate. All right, well, let's do this.
Because we can get in-depth.
If
these.
You would be... Hold on. Before you look it up. Off of just your random knowledge, if you could be one of, like, the mass...
Serial killers? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Villains of, like, the world. Like a Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, Hitler, Osama, you know.
Ooh, I'd be that Roman guy. Little Caesar? Was he a bad guy?
I think it was. Little Caesar?
Julius Caesar.
Little Caesar.
No, he's a good guy.
Julius Caesar?
That's Caesar's palace, bro. He's probably good.
Yeah, I don't think that was built for... Peter killed
Paul.
Fuck, I don't know.
Hold on. We're talking about... What about, like, Greek gods, bro? And the Greeks, dude? Like, that? Holy fuck, dude.
What if that shit is real? And everything everyone else believes is fake? And there's, like, Zeus and Hades and fucking... Poseidon.
300, that movie.
That was a good fucking movie.
Like, is that shit real, bro?
Well, I think that shit was real, except the part of them being gods. I think most of that shit happened, right?
Dude, my mind is like...
King Xerxes of the Persians?
Xerxes, bro. That's me.
He's a pretty good one. I think I'd want to be Genghis Khan, though. He was, like, the most ruthless murderer of all time. And that's 5,000 years of human existence, so... How the fuck has this planet been around for over 4 billion years and people have been around for 5,000? How is it not an astronomically higher number?
Yeah, how have we not done, like, something about this, bro? Like,
that makes no fucking sense. I don't know. We're jumping around so much right now, but...
You're telling me there's not some motherfucker AIT, MIT that's like... You know, we've been around for not that long, and this motherfucker's pretty old.
Yeah.
Dude. Billion years, dude?
Billion? 4.5 billion years? We haven't even hit 10K. What happens when it's year 10,200? We're going to be like, oh, fuck, we've been here for millions of years. We forgot. All this time, it was just made up. Goddamn Christianity. Like,
this shit's wild.
Fuck.
Dude. Like, there's no way. We don't even know what happens when we die, bro.
I know what happens when we die.
But do you?
No, I'm just kidding. I have no
exactly.
idea.
Exactly.
We just rot in the ground.
But like, imagine like we were like...
Bugs eat us.
Spirits, dude? Like, or there was like a heaven and hell, dude? Like, imagine that, dude? Like,
if we... So right now, we don't know how to measure consciousness because we only have consciousness when the brain is showing activity.
But then we dream.
And consciousness is still there when we dream.
Still like breathing and alive.
So when that consciousness goes away, doesn't the dreaming and everything go away? We just stop thinking. We are no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like we got a soul. There's ghosts, bro. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You don't believe in ghosts, bro?
Not physically. Like I don't think... I've seen some and heard some weird shit.
You know what?
But I don't think...
I'm ending this conversation. Killing myself tonight. Come back next week to find out there's life after death and if the ghosts are real.
Next week, the cameras are just both turned at me. I'm like, tears rolling down my cheek. I'm like...
little, like this goofy like, ghost costume where I am. Well, so he's dead.
Yeah. Like I haven't heard from Eric in a week. Oh, that's dark.
My lights have been flickering, that little prick, so I think he was right at one point.
Dude, when I used to live at fucking Hunter's house, there was constantly a little girl that would yell downstairs to me and Jake while we lived there, and doors would shut and open and shit, and no little girl has ever lived in that house.
What is it then, bro?
I don't know. That's
it's a ghost.
Could be, yeah.
So what the fuck do you mean you don't believe in ghosts?
But I don't know. So do you think a ghost can physically do anything? Can a ghost push my TV over?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Dude, there's way too much proof of it.
I don't think there is.
Dude, there's a lot of proof.
You mean just like...
Bro, one time I went to a cemetery in Nashua.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you about the story?
I don't believe so. I have a cemetery story too.
It was like, it's supposed to be a haunted cemetery. Like you look it up and it's like one of the places in New Hampshire, it's like haunted. This place is fucking sketchy, dude. It's the cemetery, brand new development across the street, like nice houses.
So okay.
So we park on that side. There's a sign that's lit up that says like whatever fucking views or the name of a fucking place.
Right, yeah.
We park here, we walk across the street, and we're like, let's like do something. So like we took pictures because you know they like orbs can show up, and then we started talking to the thing, bro. We're like, hey, if you hear, like, say something. Do you want us here? Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, we'll go listen to it. Because, like, what if we hear something? Bro, we listen back to this tape. And we ask, do you want us here? And you just hear a faint noise that sounds like no. And I was like, dude, imagine, like, we actually heard that. The two kids were, like, sitting there, like, I thought you just whispered that. I was like, nah, like, I didn't whisper that. Like, no one said anything there. We fucking listen to it again, bro, and, like, we heard it. It's like, no. Sketchy, like, noise, bro. And we're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. The light shuts off at the fucking thing that we park next to. His car won't start. My hand will be on the Bible, bro.
Yeah.
This is 100% real, bro.
I still don't think that's a physical belief. I think that...
No, I have another one, bro.
But hold on. I think ghosts can mess with energy. So lights, even a window, wind blowing through into, I think that can be a ghost. I don't think a ghost can kick this fucking...
What about this, bro, right? We were there one night, we were walking out. A fucking guy on a bike drives by and says, they're going to get you. Yeah. Laughing. He was not on the road. I swear to God, he was not on the road, bro.
Yeah, that just a coincidence.
Where did he go?
A shitty coincidence.
Wait, there was no roads that he could have taken.
I don't know. Where Maybe could he's a pedophile. They're really good at getting away.
Anal.
Did your camera just shut off?
Nah, it's still good. Okay. Make a noise. Yeah, it says recording.
So. Oh. But, dude, like, he couldn't have went anywhere. Because, like, we left, like, 2 minutes after that, and it was just, like, it's a long road.
Yeah, he probably went in the woods.
There's no way. He was, like, a biker. Like
yeah, what if he, like, knew the area and it's just, like, it's a little shortcut in this trail right here.
There's no way, dude. He was a fucking spooky guy.
Are you sure he wasn't a pedophile? They just hid behind a tree after or something?
I can't fucking touch my butthole. The trauma, man. The trauma.
Like, all right, it wasn't a ghost. He fucked me, okay? He fucked me.
No, bro. He was gone. I don't know whatever happened to him.
I've had some really weird shit like that happen to me as well.
Dude, then you gotta believe, bro.
I just don't believe any physical part of it. I think ghosts could be in the room with us. That light turns off right now. I will stop this episode. I'd leave. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to the hotel all tonight. Right. Like,
I have a Patreon fucking thing, bro. We got to go to a cemetery.
You want
to
do Patreon? For okay.
We're gonna go to that place in Nashua, bro, and fuck with it.
In Nashua? Oh.
Patreon episode.
Why don't we go to a creepier one? The Manchester Cemetery is really creepy.
It's not haunted, bro.
Okay, so that one is specifically...
We're going to go on fucking Halloween because it's a full moon. Everyone's going
to
be there.
I was going to say, Halloween's like Saturday, right? But that's probably still a good time to go. Everyone there? You don't think people are going to be screaming at the smallest shit? We're going to be on video just like, oh, this looks kind of cool.
That would be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
That would be some good fucking quality content.
I'd be down to do that.
Anal. Do you imagine? Be like, eat a bunch. Go out there, bro. We just wake up 2 days later, butt ass naked in the cemetery. Bro, like,
in a grave? Just a dug up grave site, and we're just in there naked together.
We black out, bro. And we wake up. It's pitch black out, and there's a little baby, bro. A little spooky baby.
Just
bro.
Crying in the graveyard.
And you think you're tripping? But you're not. It's reality, dude. That would be.
Dude, what if someone set that up for us? They're just like, all right, they're both blacked out drunk. They're not going to be up for a few hours. We got to go get this baby.
Make it look fucked up and just kick it and run away.
Pour this bucket of blood on it and then.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Yeah.
We should do something like that.
We should. We should, 100%. Yeah. I was thinking of doing another Patreon thing after this, but I feel like it's not really that fun. It wouldn't really go for that long. I want to think of something else. We could wrap this up, though.
Yeah, we've been babbling.
Yeah. We went... This was a wild episode.
This was wild. This was, as the cool kids say, banana lands. I got to stop looking. I got to start looking to the camera.
Dude, I do that so much.
I might, like, put the camera over here.
See, that's why I did that originally, because then we'll be goofy. Looking at us, so it's going to be like, you know?
Didn't it look goofy?
I think... the split screen, there's not really a great way to do it because we're not sitting that close to each other. So wherever these cameras are, it's going to look kind of the same, I guess. Okay, on anal. yeah, he is still alive. All his buddies are too. Well, most of them. I've been killing a lot. did you have any like jokes or anything? We haven't finished off with
that. What does he eat? But I want to know what he eats, dude.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to know.
Is he eating the styrofoam?
The styrofoam will kill him.
Does it look the same?
Yeah. And it'll kill him. You can't... That's like...
What is he doing there, dude?
I don't know. And I don't think these things, like... So the shit in the pee has to be, like, microscopic, right? Doesn't it build up?
Yeah, do bugs shit and piss, dude?
I think, like, into their own buttholes. Do bugs have ears? Can bugs hear you?
No, they got those... things, antennas.
So if I was just sitting next to a bug and I was like, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass, the bug just wouldn't even know I'm there?
Yeah, dude, they can't hear.
So why do people yell when they see bugs? I mean, not spooky. Like when they're afraid, so like, say though, like,
I always
fuck you, bug. Yeah, true, it's just like an anger thing, I guess, right?
Damn, they can't hear, I don't think, man.
Yeah. We're going to keep going if we don't wrap this up. How do they shit and piss? Like, dude, it hasn't moved. So it's sitting in its own piss and shit.
It definitely, dude, it hasn't eaten anything.
It hasn't eaten anything. What is it shitting? What is it pissing?
What is it doing?
What is it doing?
Doing?
People are just like, what are they talking about right now?
Yeah. That's
Alan is still alive. I feel like that was like episode 15 or 14. We're on 22 now.
That was multiple weeks ago, dude. Yeah. We talked about Alan.
Yeah. He's a beetle that's in my room, or a shield bug, stink bug.
And we refuse to kill it.
Yeah. I didn't really have the heart to kill it because it hasn't really done anything. It's just sat in one spot.
Dude, maybe he's killing all the other bugs.
No, I'm murdering them.
No, maybe he's bringing them in here so you murder him. He's trying to take over the goddamn world, dude.
Oh, he's using me as his weapon.
You're his king, dude.
Oh.
Dude, we can't kill it now.
We should gotta... I bring that thing to the apartment with me?
Yes. Didn't we talk about
it? In a jar? You
we
did.
We gotta feed him.
I don't think you can. What, I just put a little grass
no,
next
like
to it?
No, they like apples. Remember we looked that up. Did we look that up?
We did look it up. Yeah, they do like apples, don't they? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we'll this was episode 22. Yeah. Black Jesus.
Should we stick with Black Jesus?
Or African-American Jesus.
We also talked about aliens a lot, simulations, more conspiracy theories, but Black Jesus is a good name.
We should probably.
It's getting dark.
Do we have any jokes?
Just like the jokes that we had, yeah. I talked to this girl from high school that I haven't talked to in a long time. I'll tell you right after. And couldn't tell from the Facebook pictures. She is a man now. Fuck, I already said this. God damn it.
Yeah, you fucked up. Thanks damn for it. Listening to Black Jesus episode 22. TVV podcast.
I did say that joke already, right? I remember saying that. Yeah, it's like coming back to me as I'm saying it. It ends with, you know, they should have a way to tell you on Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, no, you didn't say that, did you? Said something like that. That's what
we went on a few dates and she fucked me and then we stopped talking after. That's the punchline.
I'll end on a controversial joke. I used to have a cat named Tigger, but I recently had to call it Tigga. Thanks for listening.
Have you said that to me before?
Yeah.
Why have I heard that?
We wrote that together.
Did we?
Yeah. Remember I was saying it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.